Hey, you guys, welcome back to Cinema Talk Radio. So glad to be here today. It's a beautiful day on this Monday. Hope you guys having a good new year so far. Hope you guys are planning your goals and your resolutions out and doing the things that you want to do, is, you know, and challenging yourself. And we're going to bring in a better new year, a better days to come. We're bettering ourselves. That's the challenges that we're on. We're making things happen. We're doing things that's going to make us uncomfortable. But we are going to get good results from it. So that's what I'm here today about. I'm back. I'm still reading the Think and Grow Rich that I talked about, the Black Choice. I just love it. I want to talk about the chapter where they talk about money talks. Money can hear you, you know. So I wanted to talk to you guys about, do I feel like that can money talk? Yes. Definitely. When we don't treat money right, when money is not organized, when we don't treat money right, when we, you know, just spend it carelessly, when we give but don't want to give, all of that is energy. When I think about this book so many times, I just think about how this is energy. And when you're thinking of growing rich, you're thinking about the things that you want. They think that when you talk about manifestation, not to get off the subject of money, but when you think about manifestation, you think about manifesting things. They tell you it has to start with the mind. So that's the same with your money. You know what I'm saying? Your money is energy. You have to be able to care for it. And when I say care for it, organize your money. You know, don't have your money everywhere. Even your coins. You know, put it in a wallet. Put it in a cup. You know, don't just walk over a penny. You know what I'm saying? That shows that you don't care. Those little simple things show that you don't care. So this book is just so powerful, like I said. It's really making you think about just the small things that we do every day that we don't think about, and why we can get to the next level. So be in your energy. Be aware of your energy. And that's what I'm going to continue to talk about, because everything is energy. So we understand that everything is energy. And we want things, and we have to manifest things. Because I seriously, I don't know if I said this, but I seriously think I manifested my baby. I really do. So I've just been thinking about things that I need to just be focused on, things that I need to just stick to, be consistent, so I can see great results from it. I see great results from my podcast, but for some reason I can't stick to it. And that's just being honest with myself, because I like to be honest so I can get down to the reason why and get over that. You know what I'm saying? So everything is energy. We have to be able to take care of the things so we can get to the next level. So with this book, Think and Grow Rich, it's talking about how, you know, these people, you know, they was by themselves, not just thinking, but they was in their imagination. They was in where, you know, babies, they're always in their imagination. You know what I'm saying? If they can't do something, they're going to crawl under. They're going to make it. There is no boundaries with them. And that's the same thing with, I think that's what they're talking about with Think and Grow Rich. We have to find other ways, get into that imagination. Start playing with things. And see how, you know, tricking the mind. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, this really is a powerful book. And especially, we need to get into these things because of the chef, the energy. We're in Jupiter and Aquarius. Jupiter is about money, manifestation, organization, anything you can think of under that organization with Jupiter, that's what it's about. So, you know, we have to get into, you know, structure, things like that. So, that's what I'm saying. Making sure your money is in order, your credit is in order, your mind is in order, so you can get the things that you want. Because what you focus on grows. You know, I remember the other night my mind was going crazy. I couldn't sleep. You know, I've been watching Grey's Anatomy on Netflix. And I don't know, for some reason, just the other night, I couldn't stop thinking about it. I was just like, oh my God, why am I just thinking about this? And I kept switching sides. I was, you know, I just could not sleep. So I remember getting up and I felt sick. I felt really sick. I started to feel like I was gonna, you know, just kind of vomit. I felt like I was gonna. So I got up and I sleep with my baby, and I remember just thinking like, oh my God, she's going to fall off the bed if I run to the bathroom. You know, I closed my eyes because I really, you know, I was just feeling sick. I was just feeling really sick. My mind was just going crazy. And so I couldn't reach the bathroom. I remember just passing out. And all I could think about right now is just think about how that night I was just, my mind was just going through so many things. I was tossing and turning. I couldn't think. I was thinking about some bull crap. Something that I watched on TV. Where my mind couldn't stop thinking about it. And it made me sick. And I just, you know, from that point on, I just been on like, I really have to get involved in myself. I really have to protect my mind with the things that I'm thinking about. You know what I'm saying? So, it's really important to, you know, when they talk about the things that you want and the things that you don't want, you don't want to think about the things you don't want. You protect your mind. Protect the things that's going to make you grow. You know? Be into yourself. So, from then on, I just been trying to be into myself, be more reading to my daughter, just trying to make things comfortable for myself, and not do the things that that's uncomfortable for me. That's, when I say uncomfortable for me, just bull crap, you know what I'm saying? So I'm really, 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 really excited about continue reading this book, continue getting other books, so I can be able to control my mind, control my emotions, because I feel like I was out my body. You know what I'm saying? So energy is everything. Energy is everything. And every day I'm learning. You know what I'm saying? Every day. And I just want to really get into that and really get into just being able, you know, control my money, control my finances, control my business. You know what I'm saying? Control the things that I want. So, yeah, I'm just grateful and thankful for these things coming into my life, because it's really showing me where I'm at, you know. And when I talk, you know, I want to be able to take care of my money and take care of my finances. It's important to have that to give your kids a better future. You know, money is a tool. It feels good to be able to do things with it and take care of yourself and do the things that you want to do and give your child, your children something and be able to make them happy. You know what I'm saying? So we don't want to think about, oh, this is bad. You know, it's all in your intentions. You know what I'm saying? It's all about how you get it. And that's what I mean. So money can hear you talk. Money can see how you're doing it. You're just carelessly like, I don't care. I get it. That's not how you're going to keep it. So, yeah, you guys, let me know. You know what I'm saying? Get on my Instagram, Sin Beauty World. Hit me up. Follow me, you guys. I'm starting to promote my podcast. Promote me more. Cinema, radio, talk. That's what I'm getting into. Promote more. I want to get into involved in more conversations. Getting more conversations about being successful, being in yourself, finding yourself, finding what makes you happy, what makes you tick, what's your passion. You know what I'm saying? And that's what the Jupiter, that's what the energy is all about. So be careful, you know, what you're thinking and what you're doing and how you're doing and what's your intentions. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate everything. I appreciate my podcast. Every time I'm thankful for it, I get more plays. So I'm just so excited about that. I'm so happy about that. Let's get into it. I want to keep it up. I want to get more audience. Keep letting me know what I can talk about. Send me something, you guys, if I can. I don't know if we can get messages. I don't know. I have to see if we can get, because we used to be able to talk to other people or talk voice messages and stuff like that. So I don't know if we can still do that. But if we can, you know, let's talk, let's chat. Let me know how you guys are feeling my conversations. Let me know what you guys want me to talk about. Let me know what I can do better. And I just appreciate this. It's a great outlet. It's wonderful. And I need more sponsorships. Hello. Hello. Okay. So, you guys hear me out there. Let me know how I can grow more, because I want to grow. I definitely do. I want to learn more, grow more. So, I just appreciate everything. And I'm in gratitude mode. And I just want to jump on this, you know. And happy new year to you guys. Have a great new year. Whatever happens, let it happen, you know. But you have control of everything. Control over everything. Well, not everything, but, you know, most of all, you do have control, you know. And everything happens for a reason. So, yeah, I definitely believe that. So, all right, I appreciate it. And thanks for hearing me, Cinema Talk Radio. Get into it. And I'll see you guys later. Hit me up on Instagram, Sam Beauty World. Follow me, you guys. DM me there. Talk to me there. You know, let me know what else, what I can do. And I'll see you guys later. Bye. Hey, hey, hey. Welcome back to Cinema Talk Radio. It's been so long, and it's been some weeks. I miss this. I miss you guys so much. I've just been so busy, and I haven't really had the chance to podcast like I wanted to. I kind of been tired. Where I'm at, it's a lot of snow, it's a blizzard. So, and it's been a lot going on with the family and everything like that. But today I wanted to jump on here and tell you guys just how much I just had this 10-minute motivation meditation I did for myself, and it just felt so good. I still have been working out, and but I've been kind of tensed in my body, and I've been noticing that. And by me still breastfeeding, I know I still haven't weaned her off, but by me still breastfeeding her, I really feel like, you know, gravity and just, you know, I'm not sitting probably right when I'm breastfeeding her. So just the middle of my back has just been aching, you know, and kind of sore. And I feel like I need a massage, need to go to some massages, acupuncture. And this meditation I had this morning, it was 10 minutes. I got on YouTube, and it was beautiful. It was amazing. And when I was pregnant, me and my partner, we would meditate all the time. He got me into meditating, you know, because of the pain and carrying her. You know, I was super big. And it was just what I needed. And you know, I want to recommend that to you guys. If you guys are feeling any pains in your joints, or one trying to get clear, trying to get grounded, because it's so much distractions and so much things going on right now, where it's like trying to get centered and grounded and trying to see a clear view of what you want in life. And so I wanted just to, you know, kind of just talk about this, express it. And kind of for me, I want to make it a ritual for me to do it, because I really enjoyed it, and I really think that that's what I need to do. So, sorry about that. I wanted to see what my podcast was saying to me. If something had came up about it. But, yeah, I wanted to get on here and see. I need to invest in me a better microphone. That's really the reason why I haven't done it. So, that's the reason why I wanted to give me a better mic and a better microphone, so I can really get a better audio. I just feel like my audio hasn't been good, but I know I'm all over the place. But yeah, I really want to make my meditation a ritual, because just that 10 minutes, I feel like, you know, after that 10 minutes, I jump right on my podcast. So that means something. You know what I'm saying? And I want a podcast because I do talk a lot. I do have a lot of opinions. I have a lot of views. I have lived life. I have a lot of experience in my life. So I, you know, I feel like that, you know, like for my daughter, you know, I'm going to be able to like teach her, you know what I'm saying? Especially her dad, teach her a lot of things. So, but I feel like the meditation is what I needed, what I need to kind of get me where I need to go. You know, like I said, I need to get centered on the direct path that's chosen for me and my happiness and what I need to do. So, you know, I've been battling the body versus the flesh right now, you guys. I live with my mom, so she eats a lot of meat. You know, I remember last year I went 30 days without no meat. So I'm going through that again with it's not easy, you know, being around people who eat a lot of meat, who really don't eat a lot of fruit, you know, I have certain goals and certain things I'm trying to reach, and not just on the meditation, but because I feel like, you know, when you're more healthier, your meditation will be much more vibrant and it'll be a much more experience. But I'm going through this thing where it's like I said, I can get centered. I can make a, it's hard for me to make a decision. It's hard for me to do things. So the meditation really helped me. And I want to keep going with that. Keep trying to challenge myself, putting that into my life, because, and like I said, I was doing it when I was pregnant last year. And that's when I was in my apartment. You know, when you're by yourself, you're able to do more. But when you live with people, they watching you, it's like a whole case, you guys. So, but yeah, I really, really, you know, I want to recommend that to somebody else, because they might be feeling the same way I feel. You know, we are all one. You know what I'm saying? I'm probably feeling this because somebody else is feeling it. I don't know. You know, right now, it's a lot going on in this world. Things are entering into this world. It's a lot of different dimensions, spirits, vibrations. So, for me, I'm just, you know, I'm a Libra. I need to be balanced. I'm justice. I have to be balanced. You know, I'm my ancestors. I have to be balanced. So, yeah, I just wanted to hop on here and try to just see where I'm at with it. You know, see how I can do this. And I'm going to come back with other topics and other things, because I've really been thinking about other topics that I kind of want to, you know, switch up the game with and things like that. So, we'll see. But I'm going to see what it sounds like, and hopefully I can upload it. And I'll talk to you guys later. Thank you for listening to me. I want to be consistent. You know, if you guys want to help me out, you know, so, but yeah, I have a Patreon. I need to get GoFundMe and stuff. But yeah, so I will talk to you guys later. Bye.